loser!
Ah, you butt hooked me. I didn't know you were a butt.
Oh,
double dip.
That's a sip of beer for the working man. That's what that was.
Hold on. Is that your second Mountain Dew?
I just opened it for effects on the... It will be the second one, but I opened it for the sound effect on the podcast.
So wait, you're going to be drinking two then?
Two Mountain Dews, Johnny.
Throughout this episode?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Which one? You said it's Mountain Dew Zero? Or is it
Major Melon. Zero sugar.
That's right, Major Melon. Speaking of amazing, I mean, that pop of the can got us all in the mood. I heard what might be my new favorite beginning to a song. Even the non-wrestling fans know that professional wrestlers have entrance music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And as you guys know, Dolph Ziggler was a guy who was with WWE for almost 20 years, and now he's doing his own thing. And he got new music, and I came across it on Spotify. I believe it's the same band who's done Cody Rhodes' music. Great song. So I played it. It's called Wanted Man, but listen, this is the greatest start to a song. Listen to this.
Oh, my God.
A zipper and, oh, my God.
It's so small.
Something none of us have ever heard.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Well, two of the three of us normally wear sweatpants, so zippers are kind of out of the question anyway.
I installed zippers on mine so that I would feel like I was a real boy.
You got your sweatpants tailored with that AGT money.
Exactly. Now I'm making that money, that big time money now.
I just slice a hole through the sweatpants because I'm not confident enough to take them off.
Yeah, your sweatpants are very much like your grandpa's boxers.
Oh, yeah.
Just that hole in the front.
It's right. always like, hanging and swinging.
It's like that Chappelle show sketch.
This is not related to anything associated with that, but I've restarted watching The Simpsons from the beginning again.
Mm-hmm. Frosty chocolate milkshakes.
Yeah, I actually just saw the episode where they mentioned that.
Yeah.
The Burns party at his house.
Oh, yeah.
With Dr. Marvin Monroe.
With alcohol.
There was, but there's a great joke. I've never caught this joke before, but it's just a smart joke where Bart and Lisa are fighting. Like they're just like yelling at each other. And they're like, and Homer's like, hey, quit fighting. He's like, we're fighting over who loves you the most. And he's like, oh, well, we'll continue. No, you love him the most.
That's funny.
Really funny.
Now, question, because I would imagine at least one of you, if not both of you, know this. How many total episodes of The Simpsons are we up to now? Because it's been running since, 1989?
Okay, yeah, Johnny,
it's almost 1,000.
You Google, Ryan, you guess, and I'll guess.
Okay. I think it's like...
I'm going to say 801.
I think it's...
No Googles.
I think it's a little higher than that. I'm going to say 916. That feels high, but...
You're both not there. One is under, one is over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be, since I did the bigger one, I'm...
Ryan is under, Brent is over somehow.
Yes.
It's a you're math what are we, magician.
What are we looking at, Johnny?
As of February 25th, 2024, in the year of Allah, we have 763 total episodes. And if you wanted to watch from the beginning... It would take well over 250 hours of your life.
Weren't we both over then?
Yeah.
Because
I said 801.
And I said 9 something.
Oh, sorry. I'm not good at numbers either.
Yeah.
No.
God damn. Johnny's gone for 1 week and we were happy. And he comes back and starts pulling this shit again.
Want to know how tired I am? So we had a 16-hour flight yesterday. We get home. But
in
I'm
a row?
Fuck yeah.
At a time?
Oh.
Fuck
God.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. So I'm feeling pretty good. I'm, you know, I do the unpacking, I go to the gym and just, you know, busy work. And just as I'm about to, so the boy, we got home and he was exhausted. So he essentially passed out at like 5:30 PM. And we were like, okay, well, you know, hopefully he just sleeps through the night, wakes up in the morning, you know, cause he still had some homework to do from the trip. So I'm hoping
this is spring break.
No, right? No, this spring break is coming up next week. This was following our big family trip. Right.
But you pulled them out of school. They missed school.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They had assignments.
For you guys.
Through. Yeah. Fuck it.
Yeah.
The middle daughter, she got all her shit done. He passed out big time on the plane, so he still had homework to do. Right. And so we're like, producer Amal was like, he's going to sleep all night. I said, cool. I'll wake him up at like 6 a.m. He can do his homework. Well, I'm finishing up in the booth last night and I'm doing a little laundry at like 12:30. I'm about to go to bed. At this point, I'm tired. And I get out of the laundry room and I hear, Johnny. I'm like, fuck. He's like, oh, I think I just slept 12 hours and now I'm really hungry and I can't go back to sleep. I was like, well, you slept about seven and a half. I was like, but all right, I'll make you some food. So I threw, because everyone else has passed.
How old's this kid?
12.
He can make food.
I mean, he could have, but he's such a deep sleeper. I don't trust him near anything.
Leaving a burner on or something.
Oh yeah. And so we have a ninja. I toss some nuggets in the ninja, whatever. So I'm like, all right, I'll wait. And I'm like, hey, when do you want to do your homework?
Nuggets in the ninja. That was my rap album.
It's just you standing next to it with it open, like, so he's like, I'll do the homework now after I eat. I'm like, okay. And so he gets done eating a little after 1 a.m. And then, you know, he thinks he just has a little bit of math homework. And we're running through all the assignments. Turns out there's this, like, project for science that they did last week in groups of 5 or 6 that he now had to do by himself.
Oh, God.
So my internal monologue is so I sit there. I try to help him with it. We finish it. By no means does it come out looking like art, but it's done. Mm-hmm. And all in all, I get to bed at, like, almost 4 a.m. And then I get up at like 7:15 to wake up them. And then, but she tells me, she's like, go back to bed. Her plan was to take them both to school at the same time. Well, he ended up sleeping a little later. And then he had to print out some of this shit. He comes in at like 8:05. At that point, it's too late for her to take them both at the same time. And she has to take the one. And I'm like, I'm up. And mm-hmm. So I print out the shit. I take him to school and yeah, fuck my night's sleep. That's, And then like after she gets up, I was like, do you realize how little sleep I got last night? She goes, do you realize how often he did that to me over the years? It's your turn now.
Yeah. Hey, I have something doing in about 8 minutes. I got to start now.
Oh, man. So.
Well, tell us where you been, Johnny, because, you know, the whole world wanted to know last week. They said, where in the world is Johnny San Diego?
Did you guys have Rock Capella on the show to sing about it?
But the budget that we usually have to pay you to be on the show, we gave it to Rock Capella.
Okay. So we could only afford the Carmen San Diego.
it was just really quiet. Carmen San Diego.
Yeah, you just had the low voice guy with the pigtails and the mullet. That's it.
Yeah.
Just bow, bow. He would just do bow, that bow. Again.
Well, you never Arkansas. Anyway, that's the only lyric I know. Oh, Christ. So yeah, we were all over. We were spent some time in the native land of Saudi Arabia, and then mm-hmm. went for a couple days in Dubai, and then flew home.
Because you know, people may or may not know about, you know, your spouse, but she's somewhat of an influencer over there, and that she's been called Saudi Arabia's Alex Jones. Is what she's been called.
What the fuck?
By us repeatedly. On yeah, the episode yeah. That, last week,
we said that all last on. Week was.
it was. She's Alex Jones, and Johnny is a pedophile.
I mean, she does talk a lot about frogs. I don't know.
They're not gay enough.
They're not. Yeah. But she's like the other way. They're making the frogs gay, but not gay enough. Sometimes they still procreate. We don't want that.
Too many frogs. No, I wouldn't even say influencer. So this is the funny thing. Like, I knew she was well known, 'cause like when I got recognized last March, when I was in UAE and Saudi Arabia for the Armed Forces Entertainment Tour, like I was getting recognized by some people, but you know, whatever.
Because they've seen you on her social media.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course we do, you know, post together videos together and stuff like that. And you know, we have fun.
Yeah.
And, I had no idea. Like, everywhere we went, even if she would like, she would put like her, you know, abaya on and cover up, and she would even put on.
You gotta
on,
explain
like,
what that is to us.
It's like abaya. A picture of. It's kind of like a babushka. Like it's just
again. You know, keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
a Russian grandma.
Yeah, it's a head covering essentially.
Okay.
And then she also would put on a COVID mask. You know, mm-hmm. especially at the airport. And then she gave me a baseball cap, which only worked with some people noticed anyway, but like everywhere we went, if she had the COVID mask on, it, most people wouldn't know. But yeah. then they would see me and they would run up to us. And then, like, if she didn't have a COVID mask on, I mean, forget about it. Like, I was blown away. Like, it was actually amazing. Like, 90% of the people were, like, super sweet and incredible. Some people, you know, they say, like, just they say stupid shit.
Gringo.
Yeah, they don't really know it's stupid shit. But at the same time, I don't like, she'll have to tell me what they're saying, because, like, some will speak, most will speak Arabic. Occasionally, they'll speak English to me. Like, but, like, we were at a buffet the first night. Oh, hang on. I'm getting my dinner because I didn't have time for dinner.
Oh, well, some of us just skip dinner so we could do this podcast.
Hang on.
I love that Johnny's studio booth is also a haunted house.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the door. The door is so creepy. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, and it was really funny, too, because I think we just heard producer Amal, and that laugh sounded like a haunted house. It just happened. There was few...
Daddy, can we watch Crypt Keeper?
Her laugh is pretty awesome, actually. So like I think it was the first night we're in Riyadh. We went to a buffet, and like, oh my God, the buffet's there. Like, fuck Old Country Buffet. Like, dude, it was just unbelievable. Right. And so we sit down at our table and we go up to get food and whatnot. And everyone kind of like goes to get their own individual things. And this, I wasn't ready for this yet. Like, by day 3 and 4, I understood no matter where we went. Yeah, it was going to happen. So I walk up, I'm looking around the different areas of the buffet, and there's a woman who's filming with her phone. But the buffet was so beautiful, I'm like, it's possible she's just filming the buffet.
Because that's, you know, me at a buffet.
Yeah. I could have like Leonardo DiCaprio and George Clooney could be butt fucking at an Old Country buffet, and I'd just be taking pictures of the mac and cheese they just put out.
Oh my God, where did you get that brownie?
Are there hot dogs in that mac and cheese? So I'm like, I think nothing of it, and so I'm not paying attention. And as I get closer to her, the phone goes from the food to me, and I'm like, huh? And then as I walk by, she goes, "Hello, Johnny." I'm like, huh? I'm like, oh, salam. How are you? And then I just walk by, and I'm like, what the fuck? And then this one lady, while we're eating, like as a family, she like, this is one, like I said, a few of the dummies. She like demands a photo, and she's like, she says something back like, "Hey, we're eating, you know, please not now." And she go, the lady literally goes, "Okay, I'll give you 30 minutes and I'll be back."
I got a timestamp now.
And the worst part is she didn't even give it 30 minutes. She gave it like maybe 15. Yeah. And then bothered us again. And she finally said like, "Look, no, like I'm with my family. Stop it." And then I guess the woman commented on her Snapchat later that night, like, "I'm not going to follow you anymore because you wouldn't take a photo with me." We're like, yo, have some decorum. Jesus Christ.
I think it's kind of an unwritten thing in this day and age. You see anybody that's like well known and they're with their family, just leave them alone, you know, or especially if they're eating, just leave those people alone, except for Johnny. Bother him.
Yeah. Fuck Johnny. But there's actually a pretty famous Terry Crews tweet that he responded to somebody like on Twitter being like, "Terry Crews was such an asshole. I just went to take a picture." He's like, "Yeah, after I saw you shove my kids out of the face, out of the way at the park here."
Seriously. And like,
you wouldn't even move your titties for me, Terry.
Yeah, you wouldn't even bounce them. You didn't rip. You didn't ruin that shirt by ripping it open and bouncing your titties for me.
You didn't even give me a free Old Spice, Terry.
That's what I wanted. You didn't sign my copy of Idiocracy.
You're not my president anymore.
Not my president.
So you're over there and you're getting recognized at this buffet. Tell me about the buffet
I said, those people were in the minority. Most people were so cool. Like, there were moments, it just blew my mind. Like, at one point we're walking around because everything was open late because of Ramadan. So like everything was open till like 3 a.m. Cause that's when, you know, people are out and about. And there's this really cool, like kind of like big outdoor area full of just like restaurants and stores and whatever. And there's like a group of like five, I would assume like 13, 14 year old girls that run right up to her and like all want a like big hug and pictures. One of them is like crying. And I was like, oh my God, this is the sweetest thing I've ever seen in my life. And then we walk by this restaurant. The guy, the manager of the restaurant, like begs us to come in. Like, please, please, whatever you want, please just come in. And like, so we go in and we don't really order anything, but we just sit down and we talk to them and have a good time. And he wants photos and he's like, oh, I want to work with you somehow, like yada yada. And oh my God. And then we had an Uber driver at one point in Jeddah, and we're in the middle of, you know, our ride to the hotel, and they're talking in Arabic and everything. And the guy realizes who she is. And I don't know exactly what he said in Arabic, but like, he got so excited. He's like, his voice tone picked up, and then he took off his hat and like slammed it on his like thigh, like, oh my God. And I guess he had told her he watched our entire story on her Snapchat, because Amal's an amazing little video editor, and she put mm-hmm. together like a long form story of like our life together. And he's like, I watched your story recently and it made me cry. And I never would have guessed in a million years that I'd be driving you right now. Like, and we got out of the car. The guy gave me a big hug. Like, dude, I can't even like, I wish I had punchlines for this story. But it was like so freaking.
We do too, Johnny.
I know.
And most other stories, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, look, that's why I'm not on the road. No, it just, it was so cool. Like I knew she was well known, but like people were so excited. And then the people were so excited to see me. And I was like, all right. But it was just so like, it was just heartwarming. Like to see how many people like walked up and like just wanted to talk to her in photos and like, thanked her for just being who she is. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like it's not just influence. I'm like, she's like fucking famous over there. It just blew my mind. And it gets to be a lot, but at the same time, it's like majority of people were so cool and so nice. So that was really cool.
Now, question for you. Is it as heartwarming as some of the posts in the Mountain Dew fan club?
No, there's no, I don't think there's a comparison there.
I was going to say, because that's hard. That gets me, you know, tears in my eyes at least once a day.
Gets my sugar up.
Do we have any new ones?
I haven't looked. God, I don't want to cry today.
Johnny, what would you say Amal does? Yeah, I know you said she's an influencer, but I don't think what she does is for me.
No.
So I don't know what she does.
It's a combination thing. She's a certified life coach, but on top of that, she's honestly hilarious. Like, she has a character that's really popular. It's not a deep fake. It's like, it's a special filter that makes you look older. So like, she has this character where she's a 102-year-old woman, and she speaks in her native Southern accent. It's almost like,
Southern dads be like?
Very much like. It's like the Texas version. Like the Texas version of Saudi Arabia. So she does that. And like that character is pretty much viral. Like people have created TikTok accounts based off of that. And then just people just like following her story.
You know, yeah.
She's done public speaking and you name it, man. Like she's just, she tries to be like a beacon of positivity and just, you know, proud of where she's from, proud of her culture. And just at the same time, like, she's like a voice of reason and common sense, I think. And that's what people are really into it. And obviously us being such a different kind of couple, you know, is a big deal, I guess, to a lot of people over there.
Because you have never done anything reasonable or filled with common sense.
No, I mean, I do this podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
waste of time.
Out of the three of us, your wife is the most famous out of all of us.
It is true.
If she was on this podcast, we may actually have like more than 35 listeners.
I will argue that I had a good 6-month run where I feel like I was somebody, and then COVID happened, and then two more seasons of AGT happened, and now.
Well, could you walk down the streets of Jeddah and have people wanting pictures with you, Ryan?
Maybe.
Probably.
Oh, well, fuck you.
I will say I haven't heard from them in a while, but it was very interesting right after AGT. I could tell when the show was airing in different countries.
Oh, yeah, because you get
I would suddenly get like a ton of messages from people from Iran and things like that. It's like, it's kind of interesting.
That's
like,
pretty cool.
Yeah, from what I understand, and Johnny, you can probably correct me because you would know a little bit better. I think a lot of Middle Eastern, like they love American pop culture, like television type stuff. So like stuff like AGT, they eat that shit up. It was all very sweet and nice. They were just, you were very, please come to Iran. And I'm like, there's some things that probably make that very difficult for me to do that just based on people above either of our pay grades to make that work. But it was very nice. It was very sweet. I was never, sorry, go ahead. I don't care.
There are, there are a couple comedy clubs in Dubai, and there's actually one or two in Saudi somewhere. Like, the, when we were in Dubai, I was only about a 25 minute drive from the comedy clubs. We just had no time to even think about checking it out. But yeah, I mean, it's a thing.
Yeah. I was never somebody like, I don't want to claim I'm the most cultured human being alive, but I don't believe the type of propaganda where everyone in this country is evil and wants to kill, like, that's not how things work. But it was my first kind of real world tangible example of like, oh, people who live in Iran right now are very excited because they saw me on this television show and they're sending me very nice messages and things. Yeah. It was a very small world kind of thing where it's like, oh no, the people who make the decisions are cunts, not necessarily.
Yeah.
everybody there, you know.
There's amazing people everywhere and there's shitty people everywhere. It doesn't matter where. You know what I mean?
So how's this whole Ramadan thing going for you guys?
I mean, well,
because you traveled, you said you're allowed to eat when you travel, but has it the fasting during the day been a struggle for you?
Well, I ended up doing 1 or 2 days. Just because of our schedule, like we just weren't on a good sleep schedule to where I ended up doing 1 or 2 days where I ended up doing a full sun up to sundown fast kind of accidentally. So, we're trying to get back to normal. Honestly, the entire family kind of feels like shit right now following the traveling and not sleeping. So everyone is kind of like just trying
to get back to normal. Yeah.
I'm the only like somewhat functional person today. So, and you know me, I'm not functional in general. So.
I would say so. You got a couple gas stations water in you, and you could do whatever you want.
You saw me just taking my supplements, you know?
Dude, I saw. Yeah, you boofed them right in front of us.
After this, I'm going to jujitsu, going to get my ass kicked for an hour. It's going to be great.
Mountain Dew collection is growing.
What do you got?
I don't know. Someone just they have a Mountain Dew collection of just like various flavors, and then also have Funko Pops on top of the various flavored That sort of matched the color scheme.
Is this the Facebook page?
Of course it is, man.
Oh, okay.
I love when people rate the things, too.
Crown Royal Blackberry mix with Purple Thunder is 10 out of 10.
Oh!
You get some Crown Royal Blackberry and some Purple Mountain Dew. Was it Purple Thunder, whatever I just said?
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. Thunder in Paradise is what it's called.
Have an ice cream.
You got to have that cold trickle flavor.
Oh, God. So, finally found them. Speedway in North Ridgeville, Ohio. Got to wait for the hetero life mate to get home from work to try them. Oh.
What is that?
Hetero life mate. That's Jay and Silent Bob.
Ah.
Yeah.
This is my hetero life mate, Silent Bob.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But that's like a 15-year reference at least. Like,
yeah.
There's certain things that people say, and I know it's harmless. I know it's fucking harmless and shouldn't bother me. That just bothers me. That's one of those things right there.
Like, what, hetero life mate?
Like any kind of quote from basically any Kevin Smith thing. And I like Kevin Smith. I enjoy those movies.
Mm-hmm.
But when people like, oh, I'm funny now because I say the funny thing that I heard in this movie. It bothers me.
But are you surprised that somebody in a Mountain Dew fan group quotes Jalen? Not even
a bit, which I'm more mad at myself for how angry I am right now. That's where I'm at. I should have saw this coming.
Anyone commenting a Jay and Silent Bob movie on a fan page for Mountain Dew, they quote that movie because that's the last time they had a full head of hair and a somewhat healthy functioning body.
Wow, you just nailed me to a T, Johnny.
I apologize.
Are we surprised, Johnny, that somebody in the Big Lebowski doesn't drink Mountain Dew constantly? I feel like Walter would drink Mountain Dew constantly.
I maybe. I think Walter is so set in his ways. I feel like Walter's the kind of guy that doesn't trust soda.
Okay. I could see that.
Yeah.
I also like some of these posts too. Like maybe this is, Smith's on 4700 South and 5600 West.
What?
This
like
is
he put a message out there to help people like know where he found some, but it's a group of almost 153,000
across the US and the world.
And the world. And he just randomly put up a, Yeah, it's on the corner of 4700 South and 5600 West. Get there fast. They got Purple Thunder.
I did almost have a Mountain Dew moment over the weekend. I did a club in Michigan, but I went to the Speedway to pick up some supplies. And they had a little like tray table in the middle of the store. And it said deals, deals, deals. And they had a box of Snickers and a box of Reese's, like the display box. And it said $1 a piece. Mm. And I almost turned into like my mom, where I'd like, all right, I'm going to buy all these Snickers just so we have them later. Like that's a mom thing that she would do, is buy all that shit just because it was normally it'd be $2.50 or $3 for this candy bar, you know?
Yeah, just stocking up like a doomsday prepper.
But the thing, then it wouldn't have been stocking up. I just would have ate all of them.
So yeah, it's like, I would have not eaten them had they not been here. But
Brent's
now
eating them all
them.
Like, well, world might end tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a hillbilly thing. Because my dad used to do that shit too.
You got to find a deal.
But he'd do it with anything. He'd be like, hey, I bought 50 toothbrushes because they were half off. And it's like, you only use one toothbrush at a time. Like, we don't need 50 of them.
That I understand, though, because it's not going to go bad. Like, if you're going to buy in bulk, sure. You buy toilet paper. I buy pads for my vagina. Yeah. But, for like...
Your torn cervix.
Yeah, both of them. And with like, that kind of stuff I get... But like if you're buying like perishable stuff, you don't need to buy in bulk so much, you know?
No.
Oh, thank you for that witty retort.
I'm doing no but instead of yes and. It's no but.
No, but you're just the worst at improv.
Exactly,
no.
No, but this show's all over the place today. Can I get into a couple of Donna Hart jokes?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, please.
The Hart Foundation leader.
Yeah, she's the real Hart Foundation leader. Take that, Jim the Anvil. So my mom, of course, this is it's become a little bit of a recurring segment on the show. My mom fancies herself a little bit of a Facebook comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a couple here. We got a couple I'm gonna let you know about. This one's from March 7th. It was a Rice Krispie treat kind, or it was a Rice Krispie type of morning. I snapped, crackled, and popped.
No.
Rolled out of bed to the floor. I'll let you know if I ever make it up off floor. Seems I invaded the Dust Bunny's territory, and they are not pleased. I am surrounded and in negotiations. I already gave in to letting them exist for at least a week. They want a month. Rabbit emoji.
Wow.
But I think why I love my mom's jokes so much, and this is something that, like, she tries to pack like four different storylines into one joke.
Mm-hmm. She got an A story, B story, C story.
Yeah. She's doing a three parter on this.
She really takes us on a journey, to be honest.
Yeah, actor. Because this joke starts as I'm old. I woke up and my body was creaky. And by the end, she's like created like a negotiation with she's personified dust bunnies into being real bunnies.
Yeah, she's like talking to the Godfather. He's like, I have an offer you can't refuse.
It went a lot of places.
Man, she's creative, dude. Like, I bless her heart and bless her soul, because I love the fact that she is like cheerful and joyful enough to like think of that and then post it off. I'm way too much of a jaded fuck to even think about stuff like that.
And you know, I'm poking fun at her because that's what we fucking do in my family. But like, my mom also just she's gone through enough shit where she has every right to just be an old bitch if she wanted to. Mm-hmm. And this is what she does with her time instead.
Great.
It's adorable. And here's one from March 16th. You always hear aging isn't anything. It's how you feel. But they forgot to tell you not to look in mirrors.
Aye.
You start yelling, who is that old person? Here's where act two comes in.
Oh, good. Okay.
And while I'm on the subject, they say there is three things that happen when you get older. One is your memory starts going. Hmm. The other two, I forget. I think I better get my shawl, glasses, and go to my rocking chair now. tongue out emoji, upside down face emoji, tongue out emoji, old lady emoji, shrug emoji.
Wow. Wait, did she say shawl?
Shawl. S-H-A-W-L. Yeah. How my mom is the Jim Gaffigan of old Facebook people posts.
Yeah.
That she can milk the same three or four topics forever. The amount of variation she has of jokes about like losing her memory or looking in a mirror is astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
Astounding.
Wow.
And people say I talk about my arms too goddamn much. Fuck you, YouTube comment.
I would too, goddammit.
Your mom seems very much like, you know that comic strip Maxine with that old lady?
Yeah.
Like that, your mom could be a writer for that comic strip. Here's one that I just Googled it. It said, going to check out a couple of antiques. Yep, time for my mammogram. Like, your mom could write that.
Yeah.
Now,
old-ass titties. No disrespect.
No, man, they shockingly firm.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I like, you know, that as a 40-something-year-old. Yeah. Hey, my mom's tits are firm.
No, I'm like fighting you. You don't talk about my mom. Well, your mom's dead.
As Ryan is feeding himself.
And then I start crying because it's like one step too far.
Just immediately escalate.
Thanks for bringing it up, Ryan.
No, your mom has saggy tits. Well, your mom's fucking dead.
We're all like, God, we turn the mics off after the show and you leave the thing and Johnny and I are like, what the fuck was that?
did you guys ever watch Superstore?
Yeah.
There's a joke in there that Ann and I quote to each other all the time where Mark McKinney's character, who's kind of like a goody two-shoes kind of like Christian old guy.
McKinney's a legend. Ugh.
And the girl who at the beginning of the show is a teenage, like she's pregnant as a teenager. He's basically trying to force her, like, or pressure her into being a surrogate for her, for them, so he can have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally realizes he's being a jerk about it, he kind of pulls back and he's trying to like tell her like well, we don't even want you to be the surrogate anymore because you're a big stinker. You're just a big stinker. She's like, well, you're a fat bitch.
Yeah, stinker versus a fat bitch. This, you can't compare those two.
Exactly. Oh, so sometimes Ann and I will just say, you're a fat bitch. Owen calls us a fat bitch in our imaginary voice for him all the time.
Of course. So, I mean, I think my question's answered based off of her two posts here with all the emojis. I picture your mom as someone posting on a computer on Facebook. But I feel like she's got to do it on the phone with all the emotions.
On her phone.
Wow.
On her phone, man.
Yep. All right. I'm impressed. Well, while your mom took us on a journey, Cat Williams predicted this Diddy shit about a month ago. Here,
four times.
It?
Just to pretend. I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting to body. And you gotta tell him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Cat Williams rules.
Yeah, he's such a weird dude, but I like him.
He is the best.
Well, why did you bring that up today, Johnny?
Well, because, number one, your mom's Facebook posts were incredibly creative and entertaining, as is Cat Williams. No, P. Diddy, his homes got raided by the feds. One in Miami, one in L.A.
Jeez, it's the feds.
Just ransacked.
Jesus, the feds.
Those are words. What have you ever had to say that in real life? Like, oh, God, it's the feds.
I prefer the federales.
Yeah, I will say feds or federale every time I see, like, I hear a Cox. Every time I see Cox, which is next door in my hotels most of the time. Anytime I'm out driving and hear like police sirens or see the car, I'm always like, Jesus, the fence.
Yeah, his house is, they got robbed. Or no, raided, well, not robbed.
No, I got robbed. That's different. Well, it depends on if you're on the right side of history.
Well, it's because Diddy was trying to tell us the truth and they don't want
Diddy's
it to get out.
Innocent, and that's why the feds are getting at him. He was real close to just letting everybody know, and so they had to shut the Illuminati had to shut him down.
The feds got in there, and there's like a life-size framed painting of Jeffrey Epstein on the wall.
I mean, if you listen to shake your tail feather.
Yeah.
That'll tell you everything you need to know about the current state of our country.
Well, as a matter of fact, the federal agents were quoted as saying, take that, as they were going through his house.
It is all about the Benjamins.
Well, there's a lot of Benjamins and a lot of Steves in there, and there's a lot of Rodneys. There's a lot going on in that house.
Now, what did they suspect that of, like, what is he, sex trafficking or something?
That's what it says. I mean, I don't know. Man, if you're getting your houses raided, you pissed off the wrong people. Like, I don't think the feds do that kind of stuff unless there's something afoot, if you will. So I don't know.
Well, I think what they're doing is just making sure that P. Diddy doesn't become president next year.
Well, that's the thing. I think now
it's election interference is what it is.
Well, now I think he has to run, right?
Yeah, I think if he runs, he can get out.
Yeah.
Hey, if they'll do it to Diddy, they'll do it to you too.
Oh shit! What a world.
First they came for Diddy. And I said nothing because I'm not a rap mogul.
Hey, I'm wearing my Sean John today in solidarity.
What people don't know is this is actually just the opening episode of the new season of Making Da Band. Next thing you know, they're going to be running to get cheesecake and complaining about it. Yeah, I watched that show.
Well, that's a stupid episode, man. We were all over the place.
All over the place. But I mean, we got one quote from the Patreon, and then we can close this sumbitch out so I can go get choked out of BJJ. Casey Venema said, "Forget the timing. I'm just glad you boys are wrapping it up. Safety first." And then, quote, I feel like I'm reading a Donna Niemiller post. Quote, "Can we bust open that meat tray real fast? Probably get fed more at orgies than you think."
You gotta have craft services at the orgy.
I feel like you should.
Especially if it's a union orgy.
Union gig.
Everyone knows if you're not hydrated or well fed, I mean, that's a perfect way to cramp up.
Hey, I'm not fucking past 11. If you think I'm fucking past 11.
It's the unit is SAG Balls Afra.
I gotta be at the office by 8 a.m. Let's wrap this up.
You better get coming. Hey,
is there a porn star union?
I'm fairly certain there's not.
Well, no. With as many of them have drug issues and kill themselves, it's not a very good union.
Yeah.
They might as well be rock stars or wrestlers, it sounds like.
It's all very similar. Or comedians.
Yeah. It's Dark all Side of Porn is it will be a show on Vice, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, you could do a lot of episodes on that.
And I'm gonna.
Shit. What was I gonna say? We hopped around a lot. We did some things. And why not? Why don't we just take this hog home?
Yeah, this fat hog.
That's right.
Can I read our lovely patrons?
Oh, I would love nothing more.
Can I do that?
Hear ye.
If you're tired of being a freeloading cuck and you wanna join the cool kids table instead of the Joey Egan Memorial fuck off table,
which is a very respected table, mind you. Yes. But at the same time, right now I don't think we have anyone sitting at the fuck off table. But
yeah, right now I think I threatened Amanda, maybe.
Okay.
If she doesn't come to my Little Rock shows,
As she sends us her address, we're there.
Yeah.
If anyone is in the vicinity of any shows of Ryan or Brent, not me because I have none. You must attend. Like, there's no excuse. You will permanent fuck off at the table if you don't.
Yeah, constantly be fucking off at the table.
Yes.
But you can go to patreon.com/cafeteriapod for as little as $5 a month. You can help direct the show if you have anything you want us to talk about. We're easily bought. We'll talk about it. And at the very least, every single week, you get a bonus episode, everybody. A bonus episode that we give exclusively for the patrons where we talk about the real juicy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Juicy. And you get your name read off because we don't have enough patrons where this takes up too much time.
No.
You could be like Mikey 3D, Risk Inverse, Lil Jesse, the Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Cassini, Misty Young, Kermit Paddock, Christina Downey.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Jeff from from Philly, KC Venema.
Ronda.
Craig Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, T.C. Libby, Prafro, Todd, Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew, Malin, the Cafeteria Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champion, wow. Jason, the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and his partner, Mike, Mad River, Madman Hawk.
Ooh, undefeated, undisputed.
Undecided, if I think that's correct. I don't know.
Fair enough. I like it.
Bronwyn Devonshire, other lady. Tom Springsteen, a.k.a. Da Boss, Bart Crisafi, JR, and Throat Goat herself, Throbbing. Throbbing.
Richard. Bringing orange slices to the orgy.
Oh, my God. Robin would totally be the person. She would cater the entire thing, dude. Like, she would have to make multiple trips to the car. That's how kind she is. She would have the back truck. Like, she would rent out an SUV just to – the back would be loaded with food. Like, too much food.
Just too full to fuck.
Which is my autobiography.
Oh, my God. Anyways, Brent, tell people what you're doing.
Thursday, so by the time you hear this, it'll be yesterday. I'm co-headlining with Ryan. He's going last and he's bringing me, but we're both co-headlining.
And you're doing longer.
Brent's doing considerably less time than me, but
I'm making less money, but we're co-headlining. And then I'll be at my in-laws for Easter on Saturday if anybody wants to check that out. And then I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, May 3 and 4, and at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan, May 16 through 18. Mm-hmm. Also, they're coming to get your horror movie podcast this season. We're doing remakes. So we just did 1990, Night of the Living Dead, and tomorrow we're recording Dawn of the Dead, one of the better remakes.
Stupid, I hate it.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
Right.
I guess I'll go. Fuck it. Cripplethreat.com, Cripplethreat8 on all the stuff. Like Brent said, he is my carrying my bags to the show we're doing.
I hold the drugs for Ryan, so if we get popped, I go to jail and not him.
Yeah, he holds them in his ass.
That's why you're introduced as Brent the Mule Terhune.
I put the weed in my asshole, boss. Well, we're in Michigan. It's legal here, so I don't know why you did that. Hey, I just boss, like to keep it warm.
Hey, boss, can we stop by a rest stop? It's starting to crawl out of me. oh, shit, boss, it's the fence.
I told you to do your butt kegels, you stupid crumb bum.
Oh, you old crumb bum. April 12th and 13th, Dayton. Well, your mom's dead. April 12th and 13th, Dayton Funny Bone, Dayton, Ohio. April 20th, Loletta, California, at the Bear River Casino Resort. I'll be with Doug Benson and Bobcat Goldthwait for that show. May 4th at the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st, Looney Bin in Tulsa. And then the 6th through the 8th of June, the Looney Bin in Little Rock. The 22nd of June, Soul Joles at Sunnybrook in Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
In New Mexico in July. Working on coming back to all kinds of places. Cripplethreat.com for all your crippled needs.
Boom. Let's see. I'm in Sacramento, California this Friday for A1 Combat, MMA pay-per-view. And also, this really only goes out to Thrasha Nosh and Richards because she lives so close. I'm going to be in Lakeland on Friday, April 12th. XFC, it's an MMA company that is rebooting. I'm part of their broadcast team, so I'm going to be there. Anyone near Tampa, if you want to roll out, roll out. And that's it. Let's go home. And as always.
I bought the motherfucker. It was cheaper to buy it.
That's a good one. I like that.